K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Postcast. All things K-State sports coming to here right just before the men get it on down over there at KC in the so-called AKA Sprint Center, AKA what is, of course, T-Mobile. The old Sprint Center against Wichita State there, and a lot of eyes can be on that game. What took place over the weekend, last weekend here in Manhattan with K-State really fumbling the ball against Nebraska. So we'll see what happens there. We'll have the postcast of all that action for you probably late tonight or early tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, we'll switch gears to the women wrapping up a pretty much dominant, you want to say, in a non-con, just steamrolling over Southern 84-52. To end their non-con schedule for 2023, well, for the 2022-23 campaign. We're going to be soon saying 23-24 here in another week. K-State now going to the women, anyways, going to 12-1. We're talking about a few more plays made, and this team could be sitting at 13-0. And I'm talking about possibly the double Iowa win there. Of course, they lost to them in the Gulf Coast Showcase. They all come together. But going back to this game there, that record I just mentioned, 12-1, the best under Jeff Mitty in his tenure here in the Little Apple here. And it's the best start for K-State women's basketball since the 2008-09 season with the undefeated mark of, what I just said, 13-0. K-State has opened a season 12-1 or better six times there. And, of course, Ilka Lee, I did a podcast on her. I'll probably have to get that out, or it's already out now, wherever you get your podcast, Purple Project Podcast, free and available whenever we do post content here. And if you're new to the podcast, of course, welcome aboard. You've been following us for majority of the fall semester here in 2023 as this year come to close. Appreciate you as well. So there is that. Lee, game high 20 points. Yoki getting it done, 8 of 10, shooting from the field and knocking down her first three of her K-State career from downtown as well in this basketball game. Taryn Sides off the bench. Like I said, this bench, they can hurt you. And I've said this over and over on this particular podcast. Taryn Sides led the bench with 10. Zianna Walker, fellow guard teammate, 9 points on the evening there for the Lady Wildcats there as well here. Yeah, she also, Taryn Sides, staying on her 7 rebounds and 4 assists on the night there for her there as well. K-State, no blemish against Southern, 4-0 there, and it gets a swat, unbeaten, 27-0 there, and the Cats, well, they still got one more game in December. That is the first non-con. Well, not, I just said non-con's over. Big 12 conference opener against Cincinnati on the 30th. That's next Saturday there for the Cats on the road against newcomer Cincinnati Lady Bearcats there as well. Jeff Mitty, 42-18 in the month of December there as well. Woo, that is some domination for you. Right there, the Cats at halftime, 49-15, pretty much domination from start to finish. We've seen it, whether it's dominating ranked teams like a North Carolina or an Iowa, something like that, to just win these games that you're supposed to win. That's what you have to do if you're any team for that matter. But these ladies, it's too bad that we're in what the the middle point of the 2023-24 calendar year, because we should be seeing more fans in that arena for ladies basketball. I mean, that's just the way it is right now. And if they get rolling the Big 12 play, obviously the competition is going to be stepped up a notch. We all know that by now. But if this team plays to their capabilities in the Big 12 play, you better look out there for sure. Serena Sundell, 51st career game at K-State with 10 or more points there. 6 of the season there. Lee, back to Yoki, 92nd career game with 10 or more points there. 43rd career game last night, 20 more points. He scored 20 on Southern there in that as well. Here, let's see, what can we send off with Jeff Mitty, head coach of the women's basketball team here? Let's see, we're gonna go with the Big 12 here, since the Casey women's basketball team getting ready for Cincinnati next weekend. Quote from head coach Jeff Mitty of the women's basketball team. This is the podcast, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State postcast edition. K-State all over Southern, 84-52. Quote, I think tonight was a good test of guarding the dribble. This team was quick off the dribble. This team had really good penetrators that could get to the rim. I thought we played better. Certainly in the middle part of the game, I thought we played really, really well in that area. Offensively, I still want to see us make quicker reads in terms of how they're defending us. I like our communication offensively to get better. It's an area that defensively our communication has gotten better. Offensively, we still have gaps in that. Those would be my two biggest areas, end quote, there as well. So there's some things still to work on with this team. You heard it from the head coach, Jeff Mitty, the women's basketball coach, off to a 12-1 start for his 12th ranked team here in 2023 here. One more game to go, and that is Cincinnati here. Well, not here, but next Saturday, Big 12 ESPN Plus will have it. 1 o'clock Central Time, Cincinnati comes calling. Well, we're going to Cincinnati there to take on the Lady Bearcats there as well. So K-State continuing to just eat up offensive opponents there as well. I do want to go back to the men, right? As I'm recording, it's just ahead of the showdown. We do remember what happened last year here in Manhattan, Kansas, between these two schools. And the year before that, right? Marquise Noel with heroics in both of those games. You don't got that. You don't have that this year. You do not have that this year. And coming off of a lackluster performance here at home against Nebraska, you're going to have somebody has to step up. Somebody going to have to step up in this ball game. Both teams, 8-3. Who's going to get the 9 wins first after tonight? We'll see if K-State men can get it done. Obviously, sold out. Sprint Center. Gonna be loud in there. Jerome Tang. And, you know, Jerome Tang saying those comments about the Sprint Center last year. You're gonna need that home court advantage tonight, my friend. So, but look, somebody, first off, 13% from downtown and whatever the ugly ass number it was, 26% or something like that against Nebraska, that's not gonna cut it. Hey, it's not gonna cut it. I don't care Wichita State's 0-10. That's not gonna cut it. Whatsoever, somebody needs to step up in this game. That is the bottom line, whether it's Tyler Perry or Arthur Kaluma or somebody outside of those two, or Cam Carter. Cam Carter's been playing very well, but kind of hit the wall last weekend too as well. Maybe Gasan can step up in the mix as well. I can go right down the line. I know I'm missing one out of that starting lineup. That's what R.J. Jones, Day-Day Ames, with McNair Jr., somebody like that. McNair, Will McNair didn't score anything the other night. So you somebody, I don't care who it is, and Tyler Perry, he has to start getting heated up here. I know he's had his moments from the free throw line. He's a big game winner, big clutch, Mr. Clutch Shot. But in the other games, well during the last what do you say? What, 35 minutes? He goes ice cold. You can't have that. Cannot have that in this game tonight. You're going to need somebody. It's going to have to step up. One or two players. Cam Carter's been excellent from the jump. Arthur Kaluma's been great. Kaluma, they try to do way too much, and it cost them. So somebody in the offense game, we know the defense is going to be there to some extent anyways. When they can play defense, it's there. It is there tonight. Kansas City going down. Hopefully the purple can rise up and take down Wichita State again. K-State, last 2 years, it had to come down to the wire with these two teams. I have a feeling it's going to do that again here tonight. It is the trend just too similar. These two teams are 8-3 coming into this basketball game, and we'll just have to find out and see what happens. But yeah, for sure, we will have a reaction to this basketball game. Hopefully a good one, unlike the other night with this basketball team. So I think this is a big game for Coach Tang and his crew to get something going here tonight. Well, not here, but over there, 2 hours away in Kansas City. The Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Again, women's basketball, 12-1. Your 12th ranked Lady Cats, K-State, soon past Southern, score 84. Let me back up real quick. Yeah, 84-52. Almost said 54. 84-52 last night. And now, eyes up for Big 12 play. Eddie Greer, Alex A. Go Cats. This has been another post-Cats edition of the Purple Project Podcast.